now we can take it off.
Uh-huh. What would you call taking the paper off?
Unrolling it.
I see. Or unwrap, would you?
Unwrap. Unrolling it either one.
I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when you're saying you have to sell something, and you're not going to make any money on it, you're going to lose money, you know, by selling it, what do you call that? To say he had to sell it, you know.
Well, if I had to sell a cow and lose money on it, I'd just say I lost money.
You lost money, or you sold it at a loss, or what?
Just say you lost money.
I see.
Now, I sold something here a while back, and I lost money on it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How about when you're talking about something that you want to buy, but it's too expensive, what would you say?
Too expensive?
Would you say it costs too much?
Yeah. It costs too much.
I see.
Yeah.
And when you say you have to pay something by a certain time, you'd say the time has come to pay it, you say the bill is...
What if you didn't have it, you couldn't pay it?
Uh-huh. Would you say due, the bill is due?
Yeah.
What? You say it's time, you know, it's time to pay it, you say it's the bill is...
What if you got something coming due and couldn't meet it? Well, you'd have
to
go and see the fellow you owed, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh. And would you ever have to get some money from somewhere?
Yeah, someplace else.
What would you do? Would you?
You just have to, you don't know what you'd have to do.
Would you go to the bank or something?
Yeah, you'd go to a bank or to somebody that had it.
And what would you do?
You'd have to, sometimes got to put up something, sometimes they'll take your word.
Uh-huh, or what do you do then? Do you borrow money or?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
What do you call it?
Borrowed money.
I see. And when you're talking about how you know, there's not much money around, you, what do you call it? We say there's not much money around, money's sort of scarce.
Money's getting scarce.
I see. Would you ever say hard to come by or something?
Yeah. Or can't buy when money gets scarce.
I guess so. I guess you can. How about... when you talk about your, you know, when you were a little boy and you went into the water, you know, how did you get into the water? Just jumped in, or sometimes you went forward? What would you call that?
Now, I never did go in the water much.
Did you know anybody that did?
Yeah, they call that swimming.
Yeah, when you jumped in the water head first, what'd you call that?
Diving, don't they?
Yeah, and you know, you say they did it a lot. When you say what did you say they do? They did it a lot. You know, they used to dive a lot. What would you call it?
I don't know what they call it.
With dough or what? Okay, and what do you talk when you're diving in the water and you land on your stomach? Did you ever do that? And you hurt yourself?
No.
Did you ever know anybody who did?
No, not around here. I never.
What would you call that when you hit your stomach real hard?
I don't know what to call that now.
Would you belly flop or
belly swap or something?
Uh-huh, belly buster or something.
That's it, belly buster now.
Oh, that's what you call it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How about when you're turning flips, you know? Well, like your children probably did when they were going across the floor, they turn flips. What do they call that?
Diving, eh?
When they're on the floor, you know? And they're rolling over and over?
On the floor?
Uh-huh.
Somerset, ain't
it? Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
I believe that. They call that Somerset, I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And when you talk about people, they're swimming across the river, and you say they had, you know, a lot. What would you say? They had...
They swam the river.
I see. And have you ever heard of when you say, when you buy something or you pay a bill or something and they give you a present, do you know if that's called anything special?
Yeah, they give you some time to do that.
I see. Do you call it anything special?
No, nothing special.
I see. Uh-huh. And if somebody goes in swimming and they, you know, they go under and they never come up again, what would you say?
Drowned.